This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Carolinas.
What an insane, bloody, awful weekend in the news.
Yes. The mayor of Los Angeles confirming the deaths of Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, but police remaining tight-lipped on their investigation.
And a major announcement just moments ago, the person of interest who had been detained in connection with a deadly shooting at Brown University has been released. The manhunt for the killer now intensifying. We will hear from a student who was forced to shelter in place as the gunman opened fire on their campus.
Plus,
yeah, so we've got definitely a bit of an embarrassment for the FBI there after they took credit for their geolocation software, quickly rolling up this supposed Boston University shooter. Turns out they got the wrong guy. I guess the software didn't work so well. He was presented as the killer, and now he's out because he wasn't. So I'm not sure what happened there. Kind of looks a little bit like a repeat of, Charlie Kirk killing, where it was just chaos from the FBI afterward. They took, Kash Patel put out a tweet taking credit for it and, catching this guy. And it turns out the Boston U shooter is still out there.
Well, it's Brown
University. The Brown University shooter is still out there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, coffee isn't fully hit.
Yeah,
forgive
exactly.
me.
That's right.
But yeah, so in Patel still has not taken down his post on it, which I guess they're not hiding it. Here's what he says, said earlier, an update on the FBI response at Brown University. At FBI Boston, established a command post to intake, develop, and analyze leads, ran them to the ground. We activated the FBI's cellular analysis survey team to provide critical geolocation capabilities. As a result, early this morning, FBI Boston Safe Streets Task Force, with assistance from the U.S. Marshals, detained a person of interest. Not the right person. So we'll see who is the right person. I'm sure they'll get him. But this, again, just very much echoes the chaos after the Charlie Kirk shooting, where they just couldn't seem to pull it together. So, that happened. And then just this Bondi Beach shooting. So many angles here. I mean, you're watching our future. We learned on Friday, one of the most shocking things I've ever had to report to you, from Joe Kent, head of the National Counterterrorism Center, that 18,000 terrorists were detained at our borders or brought here unvetted or maybe vetted and the Democrats just didn't care under Joe Biden in 4 years. 18,000 terrorists. That was shocking. Mm-hmm. And that was shocking. But, you know, our own Bondi Beach, many of them, that's coming because we learned over the weekend from Tulsi Gabbard that 2,000 of the Biden Afghan refugees, the unvetted Biden Afghan mm-hmm. refugees, are in fact terrorists. Of the 80,000, she went on Fox News with that.
There were over 100,000 people who came into our country because of that disastrous withdrawal. I'll tell you, the vast majority of them were not properly vetted. They certainly were not vetted at anywhere near the standard that we require. And of that number, right. we know that there are at least 2,000 who are here who have ties to or are known or suspected terrorists.
Which is unbelievable,
yeah. So this is a problem throughout the West. The West has imported terror. You know, and we were still paying off the $5 to $7 trillion we spent in Iraq and Afghanistan fighting terror. 2,000, almost 2,500 died in Afghanistan alone. The whole point was we're going to fight them over there, so we don't have to fight them here. Wow. Now we just bring them here. I mean, why did we even go to Iraq or Afghanistan? Well, I have no idea at this point.
Now that's being proven wrong. And there's a recent quote I keep hearing from a 2017 interview with a foreign minister from the United Arab Emirates who said that in the near future, which, you know, he said this several years back, that the rise of Islamic fundamentalist terrorist will be in Europe and Western aligned nations, mm-hmm. not coming from the Middle East. And here we are.
I can remember listening to Middle Eastern radio broadcasts prepping for my show, you know, in the post 9/11 era. And I swear some days it sounds like those broadcasts, but it's here and it's in the West. And the West will not deal with it. We refuse to understand what we are importing.
Well, one of the stories I didn't get a chance to get to, German authorities say that they thwarted a plot to do another, holiday car massacre that they caught some folks who were, you know, immigrants into Germany that were planning on going into one of these holiday markets like they do in Germany and mowing down people, specifically targeting a Christian activity by Islamic
Christian
fundamentalists.
Festival.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And if you go look at those on – but excellent coverage of this on X – every single one of them, they've had to erect concrete bollards around where the festivals are yeah. held just to keep the Islamists from getting in vans and mowing down mm-hmm. the Christians. I mean, you see Christians concentrated. So now these poor people, and again, you can find this easily on X. It'll take you 20 seconds. These poor people go to these Christmas festivals. These Christmas festivals have been around hundreds of
oh,
years.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're very traditional in Germany. Really, the bigness of Christmas right. really came from Germany. And they can't mow them down now with cars, and so the Islamists will stand outside the concrete bollards with their kafayas on, basically chanting anti-Christian slogans at them while they're shopping. And we're going to have to really begin to face in the West, look, there are cultural differences
yes.
here. There are, you know, in your country, you do what you want. I don't care. I'm not going there.
Right.
We can't import this. We are not compatible cultures. We are not. And, you know, look, here's the thing. We just saw this last week with the Somali fraud.
Yeah.
What is Somalia? Well, it's 99% Sunni Islam. What does Sunni Islam teach? And, well, you know, by the way, the reason it's 99% is everybody else's debt, just so we're
yeah.
clear, right?
Yeah, they do tend to take care of the opposition, don't they?
Yeah, there are reportedly Shia in that country, but they don't know how many because they can't be counted because they'll just be killed. So you got to understand the culture you're importing in Sunni Islam. What they believe is, according to Allah, they have a right to enslave infidels, but also to all the goods and the land of the infidels. Morally, they are superior in their religion. They have a right to take from us. It is their heritage. So you bring this culture to America and then you're shocked at a massive, looking to be $8 to $10 billion fraud scheme running out of just Minnesota. Well, why wouldn't it? It's not immoral for them in their system of morality to steal. It is simply claiming what is one's own. And to pretend that that's not the case, we don't know that, we can't know that, it's just a few bad people. No, that is the culture. And if you want to believe that in your country, fine, you do what you want. I don't care. But we can't bring it here and think we're going to change it.
It's incompatible with this society.
Just like the Christmas festivals are incompatible with life and jihadi imports. The idea that we can bring 100,000 Afghans here and not vet them, it'll turn out okay. It's not going to turn out okay. And Netanyahu blasted the Australian Prime Minister for his accommodation of anti-Semitism.
And his ridiculous comment of also saying, well, what we need to do is to continue to strengthen our gun laws. Australia has some of the most stringent gun laws in the world.
Yeah, it's not
so
that.
So we're going to take something that didn't save the 16 dead Jews and make it stronger.
Right.
Right. That makes total sense. Total sense. Please.
And then over the weekend, just to show you the integration here, you see St. Kilmore, Abrigo Garcia, taking a victory lap. It's temporary, believe me. We're going to get this guy. We're going to get him the heck out of this country. But St. Kilmore, patron saint of wife beaters and mother murderers,
And human traffickers.
And human traffickers. By the way, he also trafficked children in addition to adults. So I just want to point that out. He over the weekend, you know, made a statement to our government. I'll play that coming up, saying that he's been persecuted and all this. He didn't speak a word of English in it, Lee. Not a word. He needed a translator because he couldn't be bothered to learn English. He's no interest of any kind in integrating into this country, being a part of our culture. He is here, like a parasite to feed off of it criminally.
Gee, and seems like I remember that video when he was pulled over. Where was it? Tennessee or wherever it was that he was speaking English to the officer then and responding.
Was he?
Yes, I believe so.
Weird. He didn't speak a lick of it. He had to speak through an interpreter. Right. Well, standing next to him in his press conference, where I guess he asserts his right to stay here and commit more crime, I don't know, is what he was doing, is a guy, Lee, in a kafiyeh. He's wearing a Palestinian kafiyeh.
Hmm.
This is what you're seeing. When start paying attention to this, because there's this very weird mix, and you'll start to see it. When you see, on X and Facebook, whatever, video of these left-wing protests, it's people in kafiyehs. And weirdly, a lot of times, nobody ever carries an American flag. Weirdly, a lot of times, their flag, the flag of the Democrat Party, which is the rainbow flag. It is the strangest juxtaposition. But those kafiyehs are beginning to turn up at these protests for things that have nothing to do with Islam or Judaism or Palestine. There is a merging going on here that's really frightening to me that we've been documenting. And we know dollar for dollar, again, John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitted, the Iranians are funding Democrat street protests. So we're looking at a merger here that is not good and is not going to work out long term. So going to be very interesting today to see how long it takes to get that shooter, the Brown University shooter, who is reportedly still at large in the Boston area, or was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Waking up to shocking news story after shocking news story this morning. Let me catch you up if you're rolling out of bed. Cold out there too, isn't it? Whew! Temperature's finally rising. We're at 19 degrees now, up from 17. Holy cow. All right, director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle stabbed to death in their home yesterday. So when you think Rob Reiner, some of my favorite, and honestly, classic American movie, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, American President, The Bucket List, Spinal Tap 2, Misery, The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. It's where he began his career, Rob Reiner, with Steve Martin's, you know, as Steve Martin's writing partner in the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, that's 1968. Just shocking the way his life ended. And People Magazine, some media outlets reporting, some not. People Magazine says their sources have confirmed that Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, died of horrifically of lacerations consistent with a knife, and that their 32-year-old son, Nick, did it. That is what People Magazine is reporting this morning. Some media outlets not carrying that it was the son, but that's what People is saying. So we will see. But yeah. The couple share another son, Jake, and a daughter, Romy. And Rob had another adopted daughter, Tracy, from his first marriage to Penny Marshall. But People Magazine is definitively reporting that the son killed them both. So this is a shocking, absolutely shocking murder. And there'll be a lot more on it, I'm sure, the rest of the day. The other shocking development yesterday, Brown University shooting, this horrific situation with the FBI taking credit for catching the guy quickly within 12 hours using their geolocation program and software. They described him as a person of interest, but it was, you know, generally treated as if they got the guy, found him in his hotel room. He had given denials, said, no, I was here the whole time. Media reported it basically as they got him, and they didn't have him. They just let him go. Wasn't him. So after a triumphant tweet by Kash Patel, director of the FBI, talking about how they got the guy and the software and how great it was, yeah, there's going to be a postmortem on that one. It wasn't him, which means the shooter is still at large. And we don't know who it is. So that going on right now. Horrific murder over the weekend by ISIS of our troops, which goes to show you, folks, we have not defeated these forces. That was in Syria. With Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump both vowing, we're going to, you know, hunt down everybody, you know, involved, and everybody who ever knew everybody who was involved. They're all going to die good. And I fully expect that. But folks, the level of pretend in Syria that we're doing as a society really reminds me of pre-9/11. I mean, we just had al-Qaeda visit the White House. He should have been arrested. The head of Syria is al-Qaeda. He killed, he was a mid-level terrorist for al-Qaeda in Iraq, responsible for the murder of close to 300, coalition troops, about 90% of which was ours. And so to see him at the White House was one of the most galling things I've ever seen. And to have him come to the White House on the anniversary of the founding of the Marines and the day before Veterans Day was just an absolute slap across the face of anyone who served. And I'd say the same thing if Joe Biden was in office. Now, it's not Trump's fault that the leader of al-Qaeda in Syria is now the president of al-Qaeda, and that guy was the mid-level manager on the ground. He was building IEDs. He was murdering our troops throughout Iraq. Trump did not install him. Joe Biden and the CIA did, overthrowing Bashar Assad, who really managed to control terror in Syria. We didn't like that. We wanted Islamists running terror in Syria. We specifically wanted al-Qaeda running Syria. This is exactly what we did in the run-up to 9/11. We armed and trained bin Laden in Afghanistan. We're doing it again. History is repeating itself as we rebuild our enemies. So this idea of we're going to go get ISIS as if they're somehow different than al-Qaeda in Syria. So al-Qaeda's running Syria and ISIS is in Syria. Folks, al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters go back and forth. They're the same people. It's the same thing. We put troops on the ground in Syria as if it's a normal country. So much pretend. I cannot. If you had told people, right after 9/11, hey, we would let al-Qaeda kill hundreds of our troops. We would reward them by greeting their leader as a conquering hero coming to the White House. And then we would lift all of the terror designations on him so he could come to America without being arrested, tried, and executed, which is what we should have done to him. We should have invited him here, said, yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. Come to the White House. Come visit Trump. Second he put his foot on the soil, we should have arrested him. Down to Gitmo. Trial. Hang him. But he's running Syria. This isn't going to end well. So, and the fact that we have troops on the ground in Syria just walking around like it's a normal country, I mean, the level of the pretend is just, it's out of control. By the way, the Trump administration, again, they didn't install them. The Biden CIA did. We had a perfectly good leader in Syria in Bashar Assad. He was not an Islamist. In fact, he was doing a bang-up job of killing Islamists, which is why the swamp didn't like him, especially the CIA and the Democrats. They wanted al-Qaeda installed. Well, folks, and this idea that we're doing this pretend. Well, you know, ISIS is al-Qaeda, the good guys now. ISIS, yeah, them. We're going to kill them. But you have the leader of al-Qaeda running Syria. I mean, I'm so tired of the pretend. I mean, even the news is pretend. We should have troops there. It's too dangerous. Stop pretending that it's anything but one big al-Qaeda training camp. We should be blowing the head of Syria away. He should not be at the White House. We should not be having to lift his terror designation and take him off terror watch list. I mean, I was saying this when he was coming to visit for Trump. I was like, how do you even do that? Do you pat him down for a suicide vest so he didn't blow himself up in the Oval Office? How do you even do that? We are funding our enemies again. And folks, after you watch Bondi Beach, and we learned on Friday we have 18,000 people from the terror watch list let into this country by knowingly. We just let them, we either let them through on a visa, or most of them we caught at the border, let them go despite them being on terror watch list. And you've got these idiot Republicans in the Senate, John Thune, insisting on sending the Taliban $40 million every few weeks. It's going right into their terror training camps, folks. They're rat lines right into this country. When this stuff blows, the Republicans are going to be to blame. Now, really quickly, Nancy Mace, Tim Burchett are to be commended. It took them a year, but they got a bill to outlaw funding the Taliban through the House. It's currently being blocked by the Republicans in a Senate committee as we literally pay the Taliban and they use the money in the training camps, the terror training camps in Afghanistan. By the way, you know who's running them all? Oh, this is the best part of all. Bin Laden's son. Do you saw Bonnie Beach? That's our future. On steroids. On steroids. And it's going to be incredibly economically disruptive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So to quickly recap, if you're just waking up, getting out of bed, it's cold. First of all, it's very cold. Be sure to extra bundle up. So about, I don't know. I'm seeing between 16 and 19 degrees, depending on what media source I look at. It's cold out here in the upstate, unusually cold. We're finding out the FBI did not get the Brown University shooter with its geolocation software. After all, that person's still at large. Here's what we know. May not mean anything, just what we know. That gunman opened fire at Brown University in a study session for a Jewish professor. The local police do not really want to tell us yet what that gunman uttered, what he said. You can guess, given the pattern here lately, it's probably either about Jews or transgenderism. This guy going to be a furry too? Or an Islamist? Then in Redland, California, anti-Semitic lunatics attacked a Jewish family's home that had been decorated for Hanukkah, shot it up. In Paris, New Year's celebration had to be canceled over security concerns. They simply cannot go in public, and the security concerns are Islamic. as the West continues to act like these are isolated cases and just a couple of bad guys and maybe they got radicalized and we can hunt them down. It'll be okay. We can take more of these people in. Our cultures are really compatible. They'll totally adapt when all we do is adapt. Then, just rounding up the news, in Germany, 5 Muslims have now been arrested. They were plotting to kill as many Christians as possible on Christmas. These Islamists cannot stand, cannot abide, and this has been a problem in Germany, by these, they cannot handle these Christmas markets. They cannot handle the celebration of Christmas because it is Christian, and they cannot handle the idea of Christians shopping. They feel they must kill them. Folks, these traditional, again, Christmas markets in Germany, they've been going for hundreds of years. That's how historical they are. They've had to erect concrete bollards because every year the Islamists would get in the trucks and just mow down the shoppers. So now they stand outside the bollards and yell slurs. This isn't normal. This whole we'll all live together. I know Pope Leo thinks we can do this, but we can't. It's not working. And it's not us. It's not for our lack of trying. We invited them to our countries. It's not working. Of the 5 Muslims arrested in Germany, 3 are Moroccans, 1 is Egyptian, the other one is Syrian. And we go to Australia, where an Islamic father and son opened fire on Jews. Here we go again, celebrating Hanukkah. An eyewitness is saying that the mostly female police officers who were present either watched and did nothing or ran and hid. It took a bystander of Lebanese Christian descent to disarm the gunman. It was an incredible act of bravery. If you haven't seen it yet this morning, you really should go watch the video online. Just walks up to the gunman, incredibly somehow doesn't get shot himself, wrestles the gun out of his hands. Finally, more police show up and kill one of the 2 gunmen. But many people did nothing, and many are dead. Here's one of the, one of the Jewish witnesses who watched this whole thing go down. He said it felt like 20 minutes and they just did nothing as we were slaughtered.
Can you tell me what happened?
There was 2 shooters, one on the bridge, one under the bridge. Just started to shoot for 20 minutes. They shoot, change the magazine and just shoot. Simple as that. 20 minutes with 4 policemen there. Nobody gave fire back. Nothing, like they are froze. Like for, it looked like 20 minutes. Like, and they shoot, the guy changed magazine. I look at him all the time. I was 2 of my babies under me and I look at that. And it's just rifle and a pistol. And just shoot. And the other one was under. They start to come close to the audience. One of the people come, took his rifle and shoot him. That's one of them. That's what I saw. I didn't know how much I saw, but...
Who were they targeting?
Oh, all the crowd. Anyone. Jewish. Just shoot. Doesn't matter who. All kids, everyone.
He's a Jewish Hanukkah celebrator. That's why he was there at Bondi Beach. His name is Shmulek Scurry, and he is Israeli. Obviously, he's in Australia now. Just kept saying again and again, the police wouldn't save us. They wouldn't save us.
I look what he shot. I look at his rifle. He aim. He did. He really, like, take his time. He should take his time. And 4 policemen there didn't give fire back. I don't understand why. Why?
What was going through your mind?
He said it was like serving in the Israeli military again and being, you know, targeted by terrorists, except it's Bondi Beach, Australia. The left will never give up this idea that we can coexist with the people we went to Iraq and Afghanistan to fight at the cost of $5-6 trillion. We're still paying it off. That we can, we'll never give up the idea that we can just coexist with them here and in Western countries. And it's not working. I don't know about you, but one of my favorite parts of Christmas is the anticipation of Christmas. I've got this weird thing going on right now where I'm just enjoying the season so much that I don't want Christmas to get here so that I can drag it out. At the same time, this is also one of the most stressful times of my year, but it's the same for you. You're running around. I'm always running late. I have a lot more shopping still to do. And I don't know about you, but if you've got, you know, children or loved one, you probably feel a little broke right now. This is the brokest I feel all year. I just feel like the money, do you feel like this is just, it's like a sieve. You can't stop it. It's just going out the door and you don't get much for it. The incredible pressure to make Christmas magical is there too. So it's a really weird mixed season. It's hectic. It's stressful. It's so festive and wonderful. We had family in town yesterday and we just chilled, watched the Santa Claus together as a family. That was so good. Went out to eat for lunch and, you know, after church and then watched the Santa Claus. It was a wonderful, just simple day. Those kind of days that I know the kids will remember and are really special to them. At the same time, I'm super stressed because I'm running around in the meantime, trying to get everything done, trying to prep for the show. It's crazy. You know, one of the really cool things I saw yesterday, I was so excited about this. My daughter was rolling her eyes because she was shopping with me. But I was so excited about this yesterday. I couldn't believe. I said, well, finally, I walked into the Walmart on Woodruff Road. And there, you know how like right you go through the, you know, the gates, the security gates they have set up inside. And then you see like the junk food is right there. They put it in the front, right? It's like the chips and the energy drinks and everything are right there on the right. If you've shopped there, you know what I'm talking about. And in the middle of it all was this. It was a stand with Cheetos on it, Doritos on it. They had the Flamin' Cheetos. They had the Cheeto Puffs. And you know what it says? The flavors you love. I took a picture of it because this is historic. I said to my daughter, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. No dyes or artificial flavors. An entire stand full of no dyes and artificial flavors. My son loves those like cheese balls. Absolutely loves them. I've got a really precious memory of him in diapers, you know, waddling with this little rear end toddler, 3 years old, and carrying one of those. You know how they'll come in those big plastic tubes? And it was like two thirds the size of him. He's carrying his plastic tube of cheese balls out of the Target. We were shopping at Target at the time, my mom. And, you know, he taught me into them. We scanned them. He couldn't even really talk. He mostly like just pointed because he's always loved them and he would not relinquish them. He did not even want them to be in the cart. And so he could barely carry his cheese balls, but he was walking out with them. I got them for Christmas that year. So I've always given him cheese balls on Christmas. I had to stop because they've got yellow and red dye. And those dyes are devastating for boys, hormonally. I don't mean to, but they will literally shrink your penis if you have enough of them, which is why they're banned in Europe. So I'm always having to tell my son, oh, come on, I'm going to have he wants some cheese balls. No, you know what I did? I walked right up to it. They had cheese puffs. Dye-free. And I bought a bag of them and to stuff in his stocking, like a big bag. Finally, he can have them again. That's thanks to RFK and Trump. Now, they've been banned in Europe forever, these stupid dyes we poison our children with. But to see that was such a victory. Right there in the front of the Walmart, in the middle of the junk food section. The flavors you love, no dyes or artificial flavors, it says. And all the stuff my son wants to eat that he can now. So look, little victories everywhere, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.